What's up, friends? It's Mark Champagne here. Welcome to The Blueprint, which is a limited 7-part series running here on Behind the Human. And it's all designed to leave you with a personalized operating plan for your mind. And we're going to take a stepwise approach to doing this. Each episode, we're going to build towards the final plan. Okay, so here's the question to kick things off. And like, be real with yourself on this one. Have you ever really asked how your mind is actually running? I mean, really, like, what patterns run your mind? How do you make decisions? All of that kind of stuff. And it's not, you know, it's not how your mind is running your business. We ask that kind of question all the time. Like, we understand how our business operates, but we rarely understand the actual thing that is operating the business and making decisions, asking the right questions, and all of that. Very rarely have a plan for our actual mind. So that changes starting today and over the next 10 minutes. Let's go. All right. So just for clarity, this is not a mental health check-in or anything like that. It's not therapy. This is an audit. We're going to get to a point where we have some data. So we have some baselines and then we can work with that, right? And here's where it links. Like, I know a lot of you run your own business, or you work within businesses, you operate and function with numbers and so forth, right? Like revenue, pipelines, burn rates, all that kind of stuff. So today though, we are going to get into 7 numbers, and these are 7 numbers for your mind, which have everything to do with all of the other numbers that you're working with day in and day out. Okay, we're going to set the pillars. So 7 pillars. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you each one of them pretty fast with a prompt to help you score yourself from 0 to 100. 0 being like, and I'm doing so great, and 100 being, I've got this, things are perfect kind of thing. So that's the scale. And I'd invite you to do this from a gut instinct setup. Like, first number that comes to mind, really don't overthink it. Overthinking is actually pillar number 6, and we'll get there. Like, first thing that comes to mind, give yourself a score, 0 to 100. Okay, let's do this. 7 pillars. Number 1, clarity. Are you moving from a place of knowing exactly what to do or reacting to whatever's loudest today? 0 to 100. 100, you are nailing it. No problems here. Are you moving from a place of knowing exactly what to do or reacting to whatever's loudest today? Okay, just score yourself really quickly. Number 2, adaptability. When the plan breaks, do you find your footing fast, or do you fight to force the old plan back to life? When the plan breaks, do you find your footing fast, or do you fight to force the old plan back to life? 0 to 100. 3rd, emotional agility. Can you feel the hard thing without it running your emotions wild? Can you feel the hard thing without it running your emotions completely wild? 100 is you are completely in emotional control, or control of your emotions. 0 is you've got some work to do. Number 4, focus. Is your attention going to what actually matters, or getting split a million different ways? Is your attention going to what actually matters, or getting split a million different ways? Go ahead, score yourself. Number 5, sleep and recovery. Do you feel alert when you want to be alert? And are you sleepy when you want to be sleepy? And I'll add one more to that. When you wake up, do you feel well rested, or do you feel like you need another 2 hours of sleep? 0 to 100. 100, you feel 100% rested, that you're getting great sleep, you feel 100% recovered. Okay, the last two are going to be a reverse scoring, and I'll provide detail in a minute, but let's just get the prompt. So number 6 is rumination. Does your brain often loop around the stories of things that haven't happened yet over and over again? And in this case, if there's less looping, your brain isn't looping, you give yourself a higher score. If you find your mind is looping over and over again on stories and things that haven't happened yet, then give yourself a lower score. Okay, less looping, higher score, bunch of looping, lower score. Does your brain often loop around the stories of things that haven't happened yet over and over again? And the last one, stress. And same thing, reverse squared. So what's your baseline tension on a normal Tuesday before anything's even gone wrong? So if your baseline tension is very low, give yourself a high score. If you've got a lot of stress, lower score. Here's the question again. What's your baseline tension on a normal Tuesday before anything even goes wrong? Okay, so now look at your seven numbers. I want you to find your highest and find your lowest. And that's the pairing. That's the whole game. We're not looking at averages at this point. The highest is what's already working, right? That's the strength to lean on during this season. We're going to set the season during the next episode. And that's not a coincidence. There's a reason for that. And your lowest is your leverage point. This is the actual pillar that if you move this even 10%, changes how everything else flows and feels. So quick example, someone with a high adaptability and moderate stress load, that's not necessarily a mess. That's just a pattern, right? We're just, like in business, we're just collecting data. We're not judging ourselves. And in this case, high adaptability, moderate stress load, when I'm working with people and teams and individuals and so forth, usually that shows up as urgency. It's like you're rushing to prove that the effort was worth it. And it's not a flaw. It's just data. Okay, so here's your only homework. This is pretty low lift. All you have to do is write down your highest pillar and your lowest pillar side by side. That's it. We're not trying to fix all seven of these. That's not today's game, and it's not how the rest of this series works either. You don't have to do anything. We just want these pillars identified for now. And then in the next episode, we're going to take this baseline, and then we're going to work towards setting the intention and the season for the next 90 days. Like really understand what we're moving towards over the next quarter. And it's not going to be this huge list. It's going to be some simple outcomes. And then we're going to work towards actually building a full plan to support that season. Okay, so just have those things written down, use a notebook or something on your phone that you can keep track as you go through this series together. And worth noting, if you want to skip the manual creation of the plan and you want it done for you, head over to blueprint.mchampagne.com. And I've created some tech to do this for you. The blueprint essentially builds the whole plan automatically after a 15-minute intake flow. It gives you your numbers, your operating patterns, practices, reset protocols, your daily questions, and keeps you accountable. And since you're here and since you're part of the community, make sure you use the coupon at the end, POD50, P-O-D-5-0 at the checkout. That's 50% off. And if not, we'll see you here next episode for setting your season.